From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Down the coast from here in San Diego, 100,000 comic book fans are gathered for their annual pilgrimage. It's called Comic-Con. The conference is marking its 40th year, and it's grown to encompass comic books, sci-fi movies, and TV shows, and computer games. Beth Accomando is there. She's a film critic for member station KPBS in San Diego and a blogger on the subject, and she joins us from the floor of Comic-Con. Hi, Beth.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. So just describe it. What does it look like out there?
Oh, it is wall-to-wall people down here. It is so crowded. It's really hard to move around the floor.
And people are dressed up as their favorite characters. It must be really wild.
There's probably, you know, about like 10% of the people out here dressed up. Because Tim Burton was here for Alice in Wonderland, we've actually seen quite a few Mad Hatters. There was one guy who was posing out in front of Starbucks for quite some time for people to take pictures. He had a huge, like, almost 3 foot high hat. There's also a Hello Kitty Darth Vader walking around.
So what's the big news this year in the world of comics? What's everyone talking about there at Comic-Con?
A lot of the movies that are based on comic books are what's drawing a lot of attention. And you've got a lot of books that just have this comic book flavor, like James Cameron's Avatar, which is coming out.
So Comic-Con, it's not just for a bunch of nerds who are into comics. This is a big deal for Hollywood.
Yeah, Comic-Con's mission statement really deals with celebrating the popular arts. The focus began on comics. But, I mean, it's really for people who are just interested in graphic novels, movies, television. It really spans a broad spectrum. And there's a lot of artists here and writers. So there's really a wide variety of things here. And gaming, too, of course.
So is the idea then on the part of the Hollywood studios to get the people who are hardcore fans to buzz up their projects and to start some good media publicity?
Comic-Con attendees are known for being pretty tech savvy. They're people who go opening weekend to movies. They're people who use the internet constantly. So they're a really good crowd. If you win them over, they'll start getting the word out. The danger, of course, always is if you show something and it's not popular, or you come and you don't bring something special for the Comic-Con crowd, special footage or things like that, then you'll be getting a lot of negative comments and stuff from the attendees.
So I understand that the whole cast, or the stars at least, of Twilight were there yesterday, and that caused a huge sensation.
Yeah, Twilight panel last year was a big surprise. This year people were kind of anticipating that it was going to be really popular. People were waiting in line over 24 hours to get into that room. Yeah, the crowd went crazy for the Twilight panel. People were screaming constantly. You could barely hear some of the actors answering the questions.
Okay, so what are the highlights for this weekend?
Today, there's going to be Hayao Miyazaki, who is the legendary Japanese animator who did Howl's Moving Castle, and his new film is Ponyo on a Cliff by the Sea. He's coming out here to make his first appearance, and he doesn't make many public appearances.
I would stand online to see him overnight, for sure.
You know, yesterday we had what you could call some Comic-Con virgins. People like director Terry Gilliam was here for the first time. And today we've got Peter Jackson, who's making his first appearance here. And that's a pretty big thing. He's producing District 9.
Beth Accomando is a film critic for member station KPBS. She writes the Cinema Junkie blog there. And she spoke to us from the floor of Comic-Con. Beth, have fun this weekend.
Thank you very much.